Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Samyak Pandey, senior correspondent at the Print, and today I bring to you the analysis of how the staple vegetable prices such as onion, tomato and potato prices have surged by more than 100%. Amidst the season of festivals like Dashera, Diwali and upcoming New Year Eve, the Indian kitchen faces a tough time this festive season. A combination of factors such as surging fuel prices, erratic rains and festive demand has caused a spurt in the rise of kitchen staples such as onion, tomato and potato on both wholesale and retail level. Price data from Delhi's Azadpur Mandi, Asia's biggest wholesale fruit and vegetable market, show that average prices of tomato has increased by nearly 300% within a month. Wholesale prices of tomatoes had touched rupees 60 per kilo mark on 13th of October, up from rupees 16 per kilo on 7th of September. At the same time, the retail rate at which the consumer purchases it from the market has touched rupees 7 to 80 per kg bracket. The wholesale prices of potato has also risen from rupees 20 per kilo to rupees 10 per kilo in the same period, and that of onions to rupees 40 from rupees 17. At the Vashi APMC in Mumbai wholesale market, the price of tomatoes has increased to rupees 56 per kg from rupees 35 per kg on 7th of September. According to the data compiled by Union Consumer Affairs Ministry and Food and Public Distribution, Kolkata has registered the maximum increase in the retail prices of tomato amongst the major cities. On 13 October, tomatoes were sold in Calcutta at rupees 75 per kg compared to the 27 per kg a month before. Similarly, in Delhi and Chennai, the prices were 72 per kg, up from 31 per kg and rupees 28 per kg respectively. In Mumbai, the prices have surged to rupees 58 per kg from rupees 21 per kg. Pradeep Sonkar, a vegetable wholesaler in Sialdah's Kole market in Calcutta, told the Print that the tomato prices have witnessed a maximum increase in the wholesale rate, going up from rupees 22 per kg to 65 just in a fortnight. Even the prices of the vegetables and other condiments such as ginger, garlic, chilies, coriander have also shot up, added Pradeep. Mintu Chauhan, another tomato wholesaler in Azadpur Mandi, said its wholesale prices of tomato has increased across Delhi and could further rise to rupees 70 to 80 per kg for a month as crop arrival from nearby states such as Himachal and Haryana has been hampered since last week. He also added that moreover, the states like Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Maharashtra, which are major producers and supplier of two staple crops such as onion and tomatoes, have also witnessed severe crop damage owing to heavy rains in September. He also added that the early monsoon downpour in Himachal has destroyed a considerable amount of crop, while the end monsoon showers damaged the crop in southern and central states. The new crop of Maharashtra and Karnataka is likely to arrive in few months, and only then the prices of the commodities are expected to cool down. As of now, even in Bangalore, the wholesale price of tomatoes are rupees 30 to 40 per kg, which surges when the product is transported to Delhi with surcharge costs such as fuel, labor, etc. The Azadpur Mandi caters not just to Delhi but also to the adjoining states of Haryana and Uttar Pradesh besides Rajasthan. Also, around 20% of its stock is transported to southern states too. Buddhi Raja Singh, a wholesale trader of vegetables at Azadpur Mandi, said the arrivals of onion has suffered the most severe blow since this crop lean season. However, the prices have not surged as much as that of tomato due to suppressed demand during Navratri, he said, while citing the fact that the Navratri tradition observed by many whereby they abstain from non-vegetarian food as well as onion and garlic. However, he pointed out once the Navratri is over and the festive demand continues till New Year, the prices of onion will also pick up with other vegetables and even touch the previous year record of rupees 100 per kg. Buddhi Raja Singh also blamed the current situation on erratic rains. He said Maharashtra, MP and Karnataka, all are leading producers and suppliers of the crops, saw the production being hit earlier with low rainfall, and the remaining crops were thrashed by heavy unseasonal rainfalls in September. Therefore, the prices of both commodities will remain high this year, at least until the festive season. Traders have also said that the rising fuel prices such as petrol and diesel, which have already crossed rupees 100 per litre in many cities, have further worsened the situation by pushing up transportation charges. With rising fuel prices, all costs such as packing, labour for loading and unloading, along with overall transportation, everything has contributed to increase in price of vegetables, said Avdesh Singh, a wholesale onion, garlic and tomato trader at Ghazipur. If we paid rupees 150 to 170 for a carton of 20 to 30 kg from Maharashtra to Delhi, now we have to pay around rupees 200 to 230. with additional supply disruption from states such as shortage and quality deterioration and festival demand. Vegetable prices will further shoot up in the coming days. We are expecting three vegetables such as onion, tomato and potato to be sold at least above rupees 50 per kg for next few months. That's all I have for you right now. This is Samyak Pandey, senior correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM.